Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Hello, friends and dungeon aficionados, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. I'm your host and Hammersmith, NPC. If you're new here, you should know that this podcast focuses on the comedic exploits of a 100% randomly generated dungeon crawl adventure using a custom game system largely inspired by classic versions of D&D. This next set of episodes takes us back to this past May, where we recorded another special live adventure at WagonCon 2019. We recorded in a much, much bigger room this time, which unfortunately resulted in a bit more reverb during the session. With a lot of additional time and effort, I've managed to reduce most of it, but I apologize for any remaining artifacts that may still cut through. Now, before we get on to the meat of the episode, I'd like to give a shout out to various people who helped us out for this recording. Thank you to Arbitrary Crafts for supplying the wonderful custom-made DM screen that we were using on the stage. You can see it in some of our photographs, and you should check them out at arbitrarycrafts.com. And something else I've been meaning to do for a while is to give shout-outs to the creators of the various randomizer cards that I use. I've been using these for a while now, both during this recording and most of the previous ones. I have consolidated my workflow down to using 5 different decks of cards to generate everything on the fly. You can find links to those in the rules at github.com, but a quick shout out to Undercity Games for the Dungeon Cartography cards, Larsenus Design for the Game Master's Apprentice cards, Fat Belly Press for the Monster Mod cards, and then Eric Bright for the 2 decks of encounter building cards that I use. I want to give some extra special thanks to Just Jacob for being our MC for this event. Another very special thanks to the WagonCon crew for having us back. Thanks to Poppy Beaujolais for serving as the Grim Reaper. Also, big thanks to Dr. Xander Gerrymander for working the mixer during the live recording. Thanks to every damn person who joined us in the audience. And thanks most of all to the brave souls who dared attempt to survive the Wagon Crawl. The frog's tongue lashes out, wraps around you, and yoink, you are sucked into a gulp.
And all that's left is this nose.
Oh yeah, and the clown nose drops to the ground.
This is the only thing you hear. All you hear.
Oh, and there's still I think one more. I'm losing count over here.
And except the one that he's writing. Yes, I believe one more.
It's opened itself up to an attack. That would be an attack that Greasefinger, you could take, but you would no longer be forgotten.
I'm okay with that. I will use my crossbow.
Oh, okay, good. Yes.
So you don't have to roll this attack. One of them has opened itself up to a free hit from you.
Okay, so I just have to roll one.
And that's going to give you damage. Just roll the damage.
6.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Greasefinger, you're back.
Oh my God.
Tell me how you kill it.
Okay, so I sit up from my little corner of shame, and I pull out my crossbow, and I'm all like, you know what? Pew. And it goes right through him.
Way to go, Greasefinger.
All right, one more down. There are still 4 of them left. One of them formerly ate your wizard. Another one is currently eating your leader.
Go to party, kill.
So now your group's new leader apparently is Barnabas over here.
Of course, I'm on the frog. So I'm going to continue to try to tame this frog. Prince, potentially? He has that pendant.
Make a luck save.
Oh, and then... 11.
So, no. Go ahead, and if you're going to... Go ahead, and again, one more time. Roll a d20 and either Dex or Charisma mod.
20.
Natural 20?
Not that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, with an 18 plus 2, 20, you get this frog under control. It seems to have quickly identified you as the superior and will do what you want it to do.
Great.
Kill its friends.
We are. We're going to turn it. But first, I want to turn it on our party leader, the frog that was eating the party leader.
Wait, can okay. we like get someone to play the frog? I want that to happen.
To play the frog?
I want that to happen.
Yeah.
So you're going to have it attack the one that is eating your party leader?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and make an attack. This thing. Oh, yeah. Let me give you its bonuses. This thing has a plus one to hit. And you're essentially going to be attacking with its damage. It does a 1d6 plus. No, 1d6 normal damage.
So it has. I got an 18.
It has a plus one.
Okay. So 19.
Okay. How was it attacking?
It is attacking with its tongue, so I'm able to...
Cannibalism! Dude, cannibalism!
All right, roll... let me roll a saving throw for the other guy. That's a 2. So your frog is now eating the frog that is eating your party leader. It's currently really, really, really fat right now, so I don't think you're going to get it to move anywhere.
And that's fine, because now I'm going to caress
it's
it
just a melting
and take care of it. We've done good. We've done good, frog.
Mounted turret. Yeah. My turn now?
Yeah, is it?
Now it's your turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Two frogs left.
Two frogs left.
I'm surprised you have lived this long.
I will.
You got this, Greasefinger.
Use my crossbow to murder at least one of them, not the one that he is riding. That is a 19 plus 1, so 20.
Ooh. Rolling.
With a 2.
Okay.
2 damage.
All right.
We're doing great.
We're going to do initiative again. Party leader. Barnabas, you are now the party leader. Roll a d10. You're going to add both your wisdom mod and your dex mod.
7.
7 does not beat an 8. The one that the Greasefinger attacked here. What's your armor class? Does 15 hit you?
It is 14, so yes.
Oh, yeah. Can you survive 5 damage?
Yes, I have 1 each left.
Ooh, very good. Good to know. Oh, so many unlooted dead bodies over here.
So many dead.
Yeah. And there's one left, and it is attacking you, and it is not going to hit. Oh, and then there's the one that's inside that is currently eating your leader, that is currently being eaten by the one you're riding, and it's going to try and break free, and it does not.
Yes. Everybody's being eaten.
It's your turn.
All right.
Would you like me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, I will attempt to shoot the exact same one that I shot before that I did 2 damage to. I get a 14, so 15. Will that hit?
That'll hit. They have AC 14.
And then I shall get 5.
Yes! Destroy them!
Kill
Tell
streak.
Me how you kill it.
Okay, so I shoot it. So I shot it once, right? And it, like the arrow just like stuck there. And I was like, well, crap. Okay, pew!
All right, so a crossbow bolt now in both eyes, and it goes down. There's one left.
All right. So mine's currently eating still.
It's currently eating.
So I can't ride anymore, really.
No.
It's kind of.
It'll kill the other frog in the process.
I know, but this frog's my friend.
Okay, yeah.
I've so spent way too long to lose it. I cannot lose it.
Name it Jerry. Name it Jerry, dude. That's all
it
I
is.
Say.
It's Gary.
Gary?
Yeah,
Gary.
Gary.
So
with the other one, I now lunge a sword into its belly.
Okay. Totally valid combat attack.
So that would be a 17.
17 will hit. Roll the damage.
A 2.
a 2 is piddling. It does not hurt it. And let's roll initiative for probably the last round of combat. Can you beat a 2?
4.
Four beats a 2. It's up to you guys.
I'll go
All right,
first.
Do it.
Okay, I will...
Destroy his belly.
For a 13, 14?
14 will hit.
Yes.
And a 4.
Yeah.
4. 4 is not enough to kill it.
No! Not through its belly. We gotta finish it.
Can you?
You got it, man.
You got it?
Short sword again.
Oh, what was that?
That's going to be a 3.
Unfortunately, the 3 is not going to hit it.
I look over at the frog, though. Has he digested?
No, he's okay. Not finished. They take a couple rounds to digest.
All right. I coaxed him. You're doing great.
The one inside of it has stopped struggling and is now dead and digesting. So which it's like a turducken, essentially.
A wizard frog turducken.
Oh, yeah. The last one has decided to flee.
We will find it and kill it.
Yeah, I don't like that. Friends.
It's moving pretty quickly, but if you want to try and shoot it.
Oh.
If you want, you can try and shoot it before it gets out, but it is definitely moving quicker than a halfling can run.
Screw it. Wall 7.
No, your bolt clangs against the stone wall of the dungeon and the toad escapes the way that you came.
Can I retrieve the bolt?
Yeah, you can retrieve that bolt. But you're definitely, with halfling movement, you are not quick enough to follow the large-legged leaping toad.
That's all right. We got the one that I tame that knows where it's going.
Congratulations, you have survived. And for that, you are each going to get 5 XP. Here's all the loot that survived the bodies. the digestion processes.
Don't worry, man. I'll take on your job. I don't care about anyone, but I'm getting those rusted nipple clamps.
Can you roll me 2 names?
1 and 6.
1 and 6.
Yes, 1. Those are my nipple clamps. Or do you want the nipple clamps?
Yeah, you take them.
Sarah McNaughton, please see the grief.
Welcome to the death party. I have survived the long
Master Blaster, one of the first ones that we rolled?
Master Blaster, please. Oh, no.
They tried to stop us.
Let's go!
God help me now.
They tried to make it not happen.
Welcome back to Hammer Crawl. We have 2 players who are joining us now. Go ahead, closest to me, introduce yourself, who you are, and your character.
Hi, Sarah McNaughton. She, her pronouns. And I'm playing Twitchy Two Fingers.
Twitchy Two Fingers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Also a halfling.
Ooh, more halflings.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I am playing Jarvis Jiggles. Hey, Dwarven Defender.
Jarvis Jiggles?
Jarvis Jiggles! Dwarven Defender. From the Jigglesworth family.
So you're from the Jigglesworth Jiggles and not the Snickerdoodle
Jiggles? Not the Jigglewalks Jiggles. Okay. Yes.
All right. You have arrived upon the scene together, seeking out your previous friends who went ahead into the dungeon without you. Why are you late?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
We're actually early.
Oh, okay.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
All right.
The Jiggles have kind of... There's a reason why I'm named Jiggles.
You told me we were early.
Yeah, we are. We're so, so early.
We got here way earlier than you guys, by the way.
I have to ask, how do you feel about being in a halfling majority party?
I think it's finally time that halflings get what they deserve and get to be in charge of a party and have more than one of us. Usually it's overrun with dwarves.
I just love it. I love being here. I'm like really happy to be here. I am super pumped to be here. This is going to be awesome. Who's ready for this? You ready for this? Because I'm ready for this.
So the scene that you come upon is, as you probably already heard, there are a number of frog person bodies laying around this, what looks to be some kind of a strange, evil, secret altar room. And there's 2 halflings picking up the loot from the dead.
Hey, guys. I see you're early, too.
Or just on time.
You're late.
What? The previous leader said to get here at 7. It's 6:45.
Yeah.
There was... 7 a.m.
Oh, damn it. I knew we got that wrong.
I didn't write that part down.
Well, there's a number of altars laying around. They are slimy and covered with frog droppings. There's remnants of some kind of recent ritual. You see a number of candles that have been burned down to stumps, but they are recently burned down. There's one of the frog corpses is especially... Oh, no, no, no. There's one frog left, and it currently has a halfling sitting on top of it.
Sweet ride, man.
Thank you.
Sweet ride.
Thank you, yeah. It took a little.
But that's all right.
It's your frog or Gini.
Right. What have you named your friend?
Gary.
Oh,
Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
What's up?
All right, that sounds
I'm
like
I'm sorry, can you say that
like
slower?
Me 20 minutes
Does anybody
ago.
Speak Bullywug or frog?
Jarvis, you sound
I can talk
stone.
Louder and slower. And louder and quieter.
That doesn't seem to be working. The frog is saying something, but you're not quite sure what it is. It doesn't seem too pleased about its current situation in life, but it's better than dying, and at least it got to eat.
It got to eat a lot.
Yeah,
it got to
eat a lot.
No.
A lot.
Yeah.
Have you put it on a weight loss program?
Well, I don't think I'm going to be feeding it for quite a while now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to really get him stocked up.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, cool, man.
He's a bullfrog now.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He'll turn back into a frog, but...
Nice.
Bullfrog now. Yeah.
So what's down here?
Evil. Well,
a lot of evil.
Oh.
And a lot
secret
of
secret evil.
Plant a lot of slimes.
Evil. Yeah, slimy things.
Just plant slimes.
Slimy.
Right. I lost slimes. A comrade to that.
And so who's your new party leader?
That would be me.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I have two fingers instead of one.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Way better.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I understand completely. So what's the current marching order for the group?
Well, I'm last, so I can see what's happening.
I feel like all the halflings should be in front so we can make that wall again.
You're in front, then.
You're a halfling, too.
No, I'm the leader. I'm in the back.
You're a halfling.
So I'll be in front on top of Gary.
Yeah, I'll be on top of the dwarf.
That's racist, and that will not happen.
He does it out of love.
That's what he said last time, and... Didn't work out that way, did it?
So let's continue on.
Leader.
What was the marching order? Barnabas
and Grease Gary.
Person? Barnabas and Gary.
It's Gracefinger
and BG.
Stingfinger over there. Followed by Jarvis.
And then Twitchy.
And then Twitchy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Always put the dwarf third
in
slot?
The middle.
Oh, yeah. That's a. Makes sense. That's the marching.
Great. It's a dwarf sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're in a room that has a number of strangely arranged altars, flat-topped sacrificial-style altars. There's evidence that there was a ritual performed here recently. There's a number of dead frogs, and there's no other exits from the room aside from the one you came in. What do you do?
I want to investigate some of these sweet altars.
Yeah.
Probably shove them in your backpack.
Yeah.
Well, what are you interested in about them? Like, tell me.
Like runes and movable things and stuff that falls from places and things and stuff. You know, just wandering around, man.
Feeling the feng shui.
I'm like trying to get like just a real feel for this room and like what it's about.
You're the only person of the group tall enough to see above one of the altars.
Oh, yeah.
You notice that one of the altars, kind of, sort of, I guess, in the middle of the group of them, has a ring on it.
Sweet. All right. I like rings.
The one ring.
So I'll go up and, like, pick up that ring.
Okay. It is a very large ring sized for a dwarven hand, actually.
Well, then I put that sweet ring on.
Okay. You put that sweet ring on. It's a nice ring. You put it on, you feel a little shinier than you did before because of your bling.
God damn,
the ring has a symbol on it. It is of a noble family. It is the Squiggles family.
Oh no. Now listen.
That's your mortal enemy.
Yeah. Okay. I look sweet in this, but on the other hand, their second cousin's uncle killed my third cousin's wife in the battle of Jiggleton, And I can't forgive that. I've written it in my book of grudges, and it can't pass. So I take that sweet ring off, and I will defile it in the town square when we get back.
Well, it appears that it has recently been involved in some defilement, because as you look around, that entire altar is covered with blood, including the inside of this ring.
So well, not anymore. They sacrificed one of my mortal enemies?
Possibly.
Oh, this is getting even better. All right.
Yeah. I have some soap for you to clean it off.
I go up to Gary and show him the ring. I'm like, hey, Gary, what's up with this
Gary
ring?
Gary currently can't see because his head is covered with a shield.
Oh, hey, buddy, can you remove the shield? I got some questions for your sweet ride.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All right. All right.
So I removed the shield off from Gary.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Gary, what's up with the ring?
Gary looks a little panicked that he's now surrounded by halflings and a very angry looking questioning dwarf. Roll your charisma. So
dwarves are known for their high charisma. Oh, totally. So here we go.
And dice rolling.
That's a 13, sir.
That's not bad. So your renowned dwarven charisma begins to come through.
Yeah.
The frog Gary looks at you, kind of gurgles a little bit. You see a bit of a frog arm poking up out of his throat, and he's like, he makes this gurgling sound as if he's trying to tell you something, then and then swallows the rest of the frog, and then a little bit of hair is belched out as well.
Is it dwarven hair?
Don't ask what happened.
Who did this one? He eat the leader, the cleric. His cleric, his cleric hair.
Clown yeah. fuzz. Rainbow and fuzz. Not down with the clown fuzz.
Cloud hair. Ugh. And he says,
excuse me, I couldn't speak.
Oh, well, hi, Gary.
Name's not Gary.
Okay, cool. I have a question about this ring. Like, who did you kill to get this sweet ring?
Oh, I didn't kill nobody. You didn't see nothing. Can I get the shield back?
Okay. Dude, get a new ride. This guy's an asshole.
Well, that's why I'm riding him.
Just so you know, previous Gary, your name is now Gary.
I will put this beautiful ring in my satchel.
Okay.
And I put that shield right back over Gary's, and that's enough. Thank you. That's enough.
Right. I'm satisfied with my position in life.
Are you, though? Are you?
He is a prisoner with a job.
He has a very great job, toting me around.
Okay. So it looks like some dwarf was sacrificed here. In fact, if you walk around and inspect, all of the altars have little bits of leavings, scraps of cloth, and a lot of blood. There's seven of them.
Okay. Me being a dwarf and stoneworking being like in my blood and stuff, like I want to see if there's anything that can be moved or if there's any like secret passages or any stonework that has trap doors or anything like that in this room.
That is something you just sort of pick up. First off, you notice that all of the altars can be moved around easily. They are on a sliding series of crisscrossing tracks. If you stop and you kind of place your boot against one and your shoulder against another end of the same altar, you can kind of pop it loose, and then it just very smoothly scrapes along. There's a whole lot of like toad slime all over the place that it's just slips and slides everywhere. So it's super easy to move these things around.
Nice. So I noticed
there is some kind of a mechanism linked underneath. You're not sure what it does, though.
So I'm thinking like when you come in here, like, the flow of the room really doesn't work for me right now. So, like, I just kind of wanted to expand out and, like, maybe have our chakras aligned more towards the northwest for this room. That's what I'm feeling. How are you guys feeling about this room?
Are you high?
I think.
No. I'm just feeling the energy of the room, man.
Are you a hippie?
You want to ride these things? Is that what you're saying? So sit on one. We'll push it.
Okay, that could be cool.
Where do you want to go?
Well, I'm just thinking that, like, my chakra and my aura, the sweet spirits are telling me go west, friend. And so I'm just going to go where they're going.
Okay.
Yeah, push me that way.
Just hold on.
Okay. Let's go for a ride.
We shove it.
What? No?
He's on an altar. We're shoving it.
Okay.
To the west?
Sure.
My strength is 8.
The dwarf knows which direction is west, even though he's underground.
That's right. I'm just feeling like I'm just going to stand in the middle of the room and just feel the energy and feel where these altars should go for ultimate alignment in the room.
All right. Well, at this point, go ahead and mark off 2 more units of light here.
Yeah, let's mark that off.
Are we summoning Cthulhu?
Time is passing. And you ride the altar to the other side of the room. It's a very short ride.
Okay.
It's really only about a 20-foot push.
Yeah. I just don't feel like we've spiritually maximized our area here. So just move some more of these other things around. Just expand out, man.
So you're saying we need to get sledgehammers?
No, not destruction, man. Life, like breathe in, let the energy out. Let's move these things around.
It smells like dead corpses in here. I don't think I want to breathe.
All right. I give you that.
It does smell pretty bad. The frogs have been living here for some time, so there's lots of frog slime and frog droppings.
So is there, when we came in, me and my friend here, was there any other entrances anywhere else? Like, was there
Yeah. Back towards the pool of water were 2 other passages that led out into the...
Yeah.
They weren't carved, though. They were like caves.
Yeah, let's head back, man.
Caves, yeah. Essentially.
You know what? I agree with the dwarf for once.
Jingles, okay. I think we're kind of done here. It's kind of boring.
Wait, we have 3 okay. more slimes there, though.
That's all right. Let's head back then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a bad idea that I should be second, because I only have 1 HP.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the cave.
Woo!
Okay. Mark off 1 more turn of light, and your group returns to the first room of the under dungeon. Again, it's wet. There's about 1 inch of water all around. The water extends in all directions. You step down off the steps back into the water. You find where you left the grappling hook and the chain still hanging there. And there are 2 breaches in the earth that extend to different directions.
So
there's also the one leading back down the carved stone hallway mm-hmm. that you were just in.
So what's my spirit? What direction is my spirit telling me to go, man? Like, where am I getting the pull from? Is it like this one or this one? And where are my chakras?
It's that one.
It's that one. That All right. One. So we head that way, man.
Okay.
So you're leading the group?
No, I'm not leading. I'm expressing my inner direction.
I mean, physically.
No, man. See, that's the thing. You're trying to put labels on this. So, like, this is about moving, like the universe and energy.
Yeah, but if he and his frog are in front of your chakras, it's going to totally throw everything off.
God, you make a good point. I'll go first.
I thought
okay,
so.
Yay.
Yeah. You make a really good point there. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Gary's okay with that, too.
All right. Sweet, Gary. Thanks, man.
Gary speaks halfling, apparently.
So we're just heading that way, man.
Okay, let's go that way.
Okay. well, that way takes you down a passage that gets consistently slimmer, but it is fortunately wide enough for the dwarf to kind of sidle through. But you can at least get a little hop in your step as you do so. So there's still the flow. You are not impeded. The flow has not been held back yet.
I'm feeling this, man.
It does a slight little zigzag, but very, very slight, until it opens up into a chamber that looks to be full of barrels. And there's, again, about 1 inch of water filling the whole chamber.
What are in these barrels?
Your chakras need barrels?
Hey, I'm just letting the universe expand in front of me. That's what I'm doing. What are in these barrels?
Alcohol.
The barrels, you're not quite certain. They're sealed.
I would like
they're covered in a frog-like slime.
Ooh.
Have Gary touch it.
I'm going to spend some time and maybe pop the lid on one of these barrels.
Do you want to borrow my crowbar?
I'll borrow your crowbar.
Oh, you already have one.
Sweet. I'll use my own crowbar. I don't need to borrow no stinking crowbar. I'll use my own.
Okay. Using my crowbar, you're able to pop. There's 5 barrels. You pop the top off one of them, and you're immediately hit with a stench. It appears to be full of just rotten people parts.
Your chakras are gross.
What's the loot?
I'm really...
As you're doing that, you are suddenly aware of some movement nearby. And the smell in the area becomes a little bit more concentrated with plant matter. As 3 of these plant creatures begin to slither out from behind these barrels where they were hiding... and decide to make a last stand and attack you guys. You no longer have the clown to protect you from the horror of the plants.
Does Gary know these people? These plants? Does Gary know these plants that are coming in?
The plants?
Yeah. Or
I don't think
the slime plant.
I think only one of you has actually encountered the plants so far. So
he means the frog.
Yeah, I was meaning Gary.
Oh, Gary. Thanks, Aaron. Gary. Well, hold on. We're going to do initiative, and we'll see if you can maintain a conversation with Gary in your turn. Yeah?
I have a holy symbol, which is a clown nose. Can I put that on my nose?
You can try. Anyway, party leader, again, D10, Wismar.
Oh, yeah. That would be a 4.
A 5 beats a 4. Well, the dwarf, you're right there, rifling through their stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're going to have you. What's your armor class?
These are good questions. I'm going to just make up a number. And I'm going to say, the spirits are telling me my AC is 14. Thank you, sweet spirits.
Got it. I hope that's correct, but whatever. The three of them all just converge upon you. Just leap out quicker than you would expect mossy plant matter to do. And two of them begin to seep into your armor and start to attack you with sort of like thorns that are starting to protrude from the plant mass.
I told you being a vegetarian was stupid.
Yeah, I've made some terrible life decisions.
Wait, you're a vegan?
Ew. You take a total of 5 damage.
Mm.
But now your group gets to go.
Okay.
Okay, Jarvis. I got this. I give you a healing potion. Heal 6.
See,
I'm the one I want.
My spirits have talked to your spirits, and I'm finding love everywhere I look.
I also hand you some jerky. This will help.
I will not eat your jerky. I have made a life decision, and I'm sticking to it.
I'll eat your jerky.
Well, anyway, you put the clown nose on. Congratulations. Yes. Make a note that you're wearing a clown nose.
Yeah.
Write down.
And then do you do anything?
Hold on.
No, he wears a clown nose.
It's important. You must write that down.
Okay. I shall shoot one of them with my crossbow because I'm a god with that thing, apparently.
Okay, so you're going to shoot which
one? One of the ones that's inside his armor.
I'm going to shoot at him with my crossbow at one of the
spots. Well, there's one of them that missed him.
Okay, I'm going to shoot the one that missed.
All over him.
I'm going to shoot the one that missed.
Okay.
I got a 12. Does that make it?
12. What were the armor class on there? I believe they were 12, yes.
Okay. 4.
4. Ooh, 4 damage. Yeah. Anybody else?
I'm going to pull my halberd and start just like bashing the plant matter on me.
The dwarf with a halberd.
It's taller than me. It's
fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, you like have to have it out and you're just stabbing yourself. Just like.
Okay. yeah, sure.
2d20.
Okay. No, it's just like one first of those
one
really
misses badly. Axes. Second one misses very badly.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the left.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Just realigning.
Your other left.
Oh, yeah. Realigning myself with the universe. Thank you.
Barnabas?
I'm going to use... I uncover Gary's eyes, and I let him see that the plants are attacking Jarvis over here. So I let him take out his tongue to suck one of them off.
Whoa.
Figure speech.
Let's make sure that this is G-rated. Wei Yin Khan did not condone... sucking off other plants.
Exactly.
Heart launch.
Gary does not do that.
Thank you.
Nor will he ever do
that. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Wei Yin Khan. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar, both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammer Crawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, remember to always be on the lookout for secret rooms, as well as stuff that falls from places and things and stuff.